Different Strokes Shoe Swap.
Like this. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way. Walk this way, you wanna talk this way.
Hey, Dave. These high heels are so hard to walk in. I don't want to swap shoes anymore.
You're listening to Different Strokes here. We tend to just laugh at the sound of our voices on the intro, but you know what, Jade? After so many weeks, you think I'd get used to it, just like I'd get used to sort of seeing your partner.
Yes.
Now, the idea for today's show, our shoe swap segment, was to sort of swap into each other's social network. So, you know what? Some people would describe me as quite popular. I do have a lot of friends, and but unfortunately, when you do have lots of so-called close friends, the maintenance level is extremely extreme.
A lot of demands on your time?
Yeah, you know what? I barely have time for myself because I have to catch up for coffee with this one, dinner with that one, and then it's clubbing with the other.
You're giving away my entire segment.
I know. I'm sorry, but swapping into Jade's social network was naturally going to be a lot easier. Not to say she's a loner, but... I hear a heavy sigh from across the counter panel thing. But you know what? It just, what Jade's social network consists of is just pockets of the same familiar faces, which I've grown to really love and cherish, of course, in the course of this week. Now, just highlighting what we did as sort of a Jade social thing for the whole week. We went with a partner to go see an indie band perform, which is nice and intimate. So you find yourself in a crowd setting, which is, you know, at first thought, not very Jade-like, but
Mm-mm.
not very Jade-like, the crowd settings.
No.
But that's why you always have one familiar face with you.
Yes.
So it was very cool to have sort of that one person there, as opposed to having to work a whole room with five or six different friends, and then you lose, you know, who you were there with in the first place. So it was nice to be there with someone throughout the whole session, throughout the whole indie set, followed by going to watch the Bombers play at the Telstra Dome. Now, Jade, I don't do sports. I don't do footy watching. In fact, some of my blokier gay friends was threatening to take me to the footy once. I'm like, can you make sure a cute team is playing so at least I will amuse myself somehow? Oh, that sounded really naughty. I'm sorry. But we went and watched the Bombers play once again with the partner. Now, I'm single at the moment and I don't have like sort of one particular person that I go and do all my social activity with, because that would be greedy. So that's what best friends are for, and that's what fag hags are for sometimes. But, you know, even they need a day off. So I tend to have a rotating roster.
And I don't do rotation.
You don't do rotation, which is very fun because you build loyalty with this friend. And I feel that I'm bonding with your partner more and more with every shoe swap.
Yeah, I should be worried.
Yeah. So we also... a typical Jade night would be to enjoy a quiet sort of indoorsy night in with, take this, ladies and gentlemen, mini X-Files marathon. I wanted to poke my eyeballs out with a fork so bad. I was just like, I don't understand how this is all believable. How can anyone believe this sci-fi crap? But oh, I know, sigh of disdain. So yeah. And, of course, Jade spent the whole week mastering Guitar Heroes before, so I had to follow that up as well. You know what, Jade? Naturally, I'm more of a sing-star boy because I like to work the vocals.
Yes.
But, you know, being a rock star is not really my thing, so I think I had tremendous difficulty, and I won't be topping your score anytime soon with Guitar Heroes.
Well, you know what? It's not really my game either, and I've found myself being very disappointed with my lack of skills at all.
With working the guitar?
Yeah, it's really difficult, especially if you've got no rhythm and you can't keep in time for the beat and you don't know what you're doing. And anyways.
It's all traumatic.
Yeah,
but
it is.
I'm loving the SMSs we're getting in. People are trying to guess the theme that we're having through our music here today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pete, that just SMSed in, just cause we started the show with Camel Toe, don't mean all the songs have some female genitalia theme. So that was his a stab at it, which is very interesting, I have to say. I mean, I'd run out of songs about female genitalia if I have to pick them.
Oh, and then Steve the truckie. Says the same thing.
No, not quite the same thing. I think Steve is thinking outside the box a bit more. Not so much the genitalia area. Steve is like, do the song titles all have body parts in them? Shall we get the sheet and look? Camel Toe.
Want you back.
No, not really body in that.
Yeah, back.
Tell it to my... Oh.
Back in your head.
Oh, my God.
We've inadvertently done a
we
theme.
We have inadvertently done that.
That's not the theme, Steve the Truckee, but, you know, you might win the prize
wow.
by default.
You know what? I think he's superseded our intelligence already. Yeah. So I don't know how he did that, because tell it to my heart. Jade,
Yeah.
I'm freaking out now. Yeah, me too. This is weirding me out. We need to start the next song. It's weirding me out. You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy. Coming up next, Jade Works My Social Network.